The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. What makes them industry giants? Get ready to take a peek inside and learn their secrets of success. This is Silicon Valley Insider, the show that demystifies the Valley and helps to elevate your business to the next level. Now, your host for Silicon Valley Insider, Keith Koo.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. My special guest today is Kathy Trinh, who is an executive recruiter, aka a corporate headhunter, as well as the author of the new book, The Journey, Mastering the Art of Slowing Down into a Beautiful Existence. Kathy will share her life journey, starting off as a refugee on a boat, becoming a very successful corporate recruiter, and some of the things she's faced along the way. So don't go away. On this week's tech news, I want to start off with the headline, which was first showing up on TMZ, that morons leave driver's seat empty as they let the Tesla autopilot drive, and they can keep drinking in the car. So as artificial intelligence gets more advanced, people are relying on their cars, in this case a Tesla, to do the driving for them. Now, Tesla says that they're not yet a fully autonomous vehicle, and these jokers actually posted videos on YouTube of them, none of them in the driver's seat, all of them drinking while being in the passenger in the back seat of the car. It's a good thing that nobody apparently was injured or died, but it's just a crazy thing to do. In H-1B news, the administration announced that they're tightening even further rules on H-1B, which was the visa program for foreigners to come to the United States as, in essence, skilled or highly trained workers. Now, one thing to think about is that the administration wants to make it clear that anyone who makes it in is making it in for legitimate reasons, that they're making a similar wage to permanent employees in the United States, and that truly is a job that cannot be fulfilled by somebody who already exists here in the U.S. I had Alan Leinwand, the head of engineering for Slack, on a couple months back, and Slack is a collaboration tool that is really doing quite well in COVID-19, the ability to do instant messaging and collaboration and document sharing. So Alan had actually mentioned that there was going to be a new feature where organizations can cross-communicate, and they just announced that that feature will be available in early 2021. So I definitely want you to look forward to that. So earlier, I just talked about how there was a automated Tesla. Some drunk kids got into a car, decided that they were too drunk to drive, and let the Tesla drive them home, and they filmed it while they're all in the passenger seat. So again, nobody was in the driver's seat. Well, imagine that actually becoming a service. So Waymo, which is the driverless division of Alphabet related to Google, just announced that they're going to make a commercial version of a ride-hailing service using Waymo available to Phoenix residents very soon. Now, again, the question is always is, do I trust a robot to drive me better than I would drive myself, or whether a human Uber driver could drive me somewhere? And I'm sure that there's a lot of concern with the residents about whether this will be safe or not safe. Waymo guarantees that 100% of the rides in the beginning will be actually monitored by humans using various means of cameras. They're going to have the ability to take over a car, be able to actually observe the routes that these cars are driving. But as always, we want to let you know that technology continues to advance forward, whether we're ready for it or not. And so I predict that driverless vehicles will be everywhere in the not too distant future. And my final news of the week is John McAfee, founder of McAfee, the antivirus software from many years ago, and a very wealthy man who's famous for all kinds of reasons. He was finally captured in Spain on tax evasion charges. He's looking at a lot of time if he's convicted. And it was just big news because he's been evading arrests for a number of years. And you know how the old adage goes, you can't escape death or taxes. And that's the tech news of the week. Welcome back to the Silicon Valley Insider Radio Show and Podcast. Once again, my special guest today is my good friend, Kathy Trinn. Kathy is an executive recruiter with Logic Consulting Group. She is a recent author on The Journey, the Mastering the Art of Slowing Down into a Beautiful Existence. And she does quite a few other things, which we'll get into throughout the show. Welcome back, Kathy.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you for having me on the show.
So, Kathy, thanks for being on the show today. I know we're going to cover a lot of ground. First, I wanted to just say thank you. I read your book. I think it's quite, exactly as the title states, it's quite the journey. And before we get into your book, I really do want to talk about that for today's show. We want to talk a lot about self-care. I think that sometimes I forget that we've been locked down for almost 6 months. It's almost like, I say, Groundhog Day. And people, men, women, executives, especially, and professionals, they're suffering in a lot of ways. They're just not talking about it. And I know that you have a passion around this that ties into your book and all the activities you're doing. What are your thoughts right now of kind of what's happening?
Yeah, thank you, Keith. Self-care is definitely so important to me, and I've struggled all my life with that area. And right now, especially during COVID, I think it's so important for us to figure out how to take care of ourselves. You know, working in corporate America, it's been it's hard, right? We all experience corporate burnout and feeling overwhelmed and not to be able to take care of ourselves. And what I've done personally is created new morning routines, waking up earlier, reading inspirational books, meditating, doing yoga, you know, just really creating a routine that supports us on a daily basis. So I think, again, going back to self-care is just really important during this time.
Great. And I know right now there's a lot of activity with people in transition. We talk a lot about pivots and career changes. What's some of the things that you're seeing with COVID-19? Is it a pause or is there some hiring activity? And if so, where do you see the most activity?
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Right now, when COVID first hit, a lot of companies were struggling trying to figure out, you know, obviously we know trying to get home and work from home, setting up their computer system and figuring out the school schedules with their children, myself included. I have an 11-year-old son, and, you know, there was a huge struggle there trying to get the balance. And being in communication with your team was also hard because we don't know what others are dealing with. And for myself, you know, I've been a recruiter for the past 20 years. So for me, it was really easy because I have set myself up for a positive mindset. And whatever I was able to kick in with that positive mindset. So, but right now, from an overall standpoint, I do see that the market is trending back upwards and companies are beginning to hire. We just picked up, probably about four new searches at the executive level. So companies are getting acclimated now. A lot of my clients are working from home and indefinitely. Some of them do plan on doing a volunteer, go back into the office in February, but we don't know when it's going to lift.
No, that's great. And great. Glad you said that the activity is picking back up. That's a good sign. One of my good friends, also an executive recruiter in a certain part of the country, had said he was working on 21 searches and 20 had been put on pause. So it's good to hear that activity is coming back up. I know a little bit later in the program, you're going to be gracious enough to tell folks looking for new employment what are some of the tips and tricks on going about doing that. Also, on what employers should be thinking about as they have new requirements. One of the really interesting things here in Silicon Valley and San Francisco is a lot of the major tech firms have stated that you can now work from home for the next year and a half in some cases. Some, like Twitter, is indefinite. And then in Facebook's case, they said that they want to open up hiring again, but they will be targeting their hires about 50% outside of Silicon Valley. So when we get back, I'm going to want to talk a little bit more about all those things and what you're seeing. And then we want to talk about your book and also some of the other volunteer activities you're involved with. You're listening to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. Special guest is my friend, Kathy Trinh, partner at Logic Consulting Group and the author of the new book, The Journey, Mastering the Art of Slowing Down into a Beautiful Existence. I think it's really important that we talk about it since COVID-19, we were literally on a pause. And even though I think in a lot of ways, because of work and school and other obligations, we're actually working much harder. If you need more information about Kathy, her practice, her book, come to the Silicon Valley Insider website, svin.biz, or email us info@svn.biz. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, and we'll be right back with more of Kathy.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. My special guest today is Kathy Trinh, partner at Logic Consulting, an executive search firm in SoCal. They have searches all around the country, as well as the author of The Journey, Mastering the Art of Slowing Down. Welcome back, Kathy.
Thank you, Keith. Happy to be here.
So, Kathy, I think your book is extremely timely, given that we're all moving very fast. We talked about that in the first segment. Can you tell me, what was the impetus of writing the book? What was your passion about why?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So a lot of times when folks ask me why I wrote the book, there's so many parts of my life that I always want to share. You know, was it this pivotal moment in my life, or was it that pivotal moment? Was it this trauma? And, you know, I just, depending on who I talk to and the relevancy of the topic, I just share openly and super transparent. But a little bit about myself. I am a single mom. I have an 11-year-old son. And when I was 22 years old, I married a man that had bipolar manic depression. And unfortunately, being with somebody that had mental illness, it forced me to really look at myself and my own behaviors because, and unfortunately, for my entire 20s and entire 30s, I didn't really have a life. All I was doing was going to doctor appointments, sitting in psychiatric wards with my ex-husband, and just really trying to help him stay on his medication. So my 20s and 30s, and then ultimately when I had my son, my life had actually started getting better because I have some recovery in me, and I'll share a little bit about that story as well. But by the time I turned 25, 26, I was making a lot of money, and I said, look, I'll just take care of you. You just stay home. I'll just keep the fort together. And I managed to be a wife and a working professional and managing to make money with my businesses. Ultimately, I ended up losing a lot of things, especially when my ex-husband started acting out and going into jail. My life has been a huge collection of a lot of bad days, and that's how I describe it, right? And the reason why I wrote the book initially and set sail on this journey to write this book was because I wanted to let people know that when you do have bad days, there's always ways to get out of it and to overcome any battles that we've ever had in our lives. But before I became a recruiter, before I became a mom, I am a refugee immigrant from Vietnam. And when I was 1 year old, my teenage parents and I, we escaped Vietnam. Essentially, we were smuggled out of the country on a small boat. There was 41 people in the little boat, and we set sail onto the Pacific Ocean. We were lost at sea for 7 days. And that was actually the first miracle. So my book is filled with miracles. And that's how I've been really characterizing the book. When we were picked up at sea, I ended up being at an Indonesian camp for about a year. We got here to Orange County. County. So again, just, you know, just the collection of miracles. And the reason why I wrote the book was because I wanted other people to know that you can heal as well.
Yeah, it's an amazing journey, as the title of your book states. And I think that's, it's powerful. I think that's a reminder that everyone has a story, no matter where they're coming from. I think it's so relevant right now, especially in the tech and business world, where I think that a lot of folks that maybe found their identity in their profession are struggling, because whether they are a C-level executive or a corporate executive or professional, and they have a job transition, or whether they're a startup founder and they're stuck in fundraising, or whether they're a corporation and they've had to pivot because their traditional source of revenue, it is frustrating. I like that you're sharing your immigrant story. My parents and my grandparents at different times, and my great-grandparents at different times, came to the States, United States, for education, but they went back to China pre-communism time. And eventually they all came out and made it out as students. And, you know, these struggles, these personal stories that you're talking about, are a series of bad days, yet there's a whole bunch of good days. And I think mm-hmm. that's where, as a society and a country, as a community, that's where I think the message in your book is pretty powerful. I really like how our friend Hugh Jackson, the former Raiders coach, wrote some quotes for your book. I know that he's been pivotal. I think the book speaks to a broad audience, for men and for women. What are some of the insights? I mean, I love all the quotes you put in the book. What are some of the insights you have that you want to share?
Some of the insights that I wanted to share is that no matter where or how bad our lives have gotten, there's a way out. And there's a pathway home. For myself, I felt lost for so long. You know, I had so many different influences in my life. I had individuals from the recovery community, and then finding God. I was so confused at one point. Ended up being baptized back in 2018 because I wanted to turn my life over to a higher power greater than myself to restore me to sanity. And that happened. That happened. So, you know, the insights is continue to follow your path, follow your heart, continue to move, touch, and inspire people with your stories, because I feel that through personal stories and through personal testimonies, we can all grow. I've actually formed a women's group, and the women's group is podcast, one-on-one coaching sessions, mentorship. So there's just a lot of ways that we can heal. I've offered a lot of solutions in my book as well. So those are some of the insights that I've gained on my own personal journey.
Well, congrats. I know that that group is doing really well on Facebook. Soul Care?
Soul Care Society.
That's great. And so I think that is not to be missed, is that although you are an executive recruiter by day, you are actually helping men and women professionals and executives get through some of these issues as a coach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, I love what I do. I've been an executive recruiter for over 20 years. I started when I was 19 years old and I didn't know what I was doing at the time. You know, I was working with companies such as like Nortel Networks, which is not around anymore, but 20 years old, I had a lot of different influences and had a chance to talk to a variety of different individuals, from light industrial, moved into engineering, and now financial executives. So I speak with CFOs, CEOs from the tax, treasury, and audit side. So there's just a lot of growth through this. But the reason why I've stayed in this profession for so long is because I get to continue to learn. I speak with different organizations and very fascinated about culture and companies, the way that people work. And it really segues into who I am because I've learned so much through these conversations over the years.
Well, I think that's another great reminder that we're not static people. We don't come out of university, for some of us, and suddenly do one job for the rest of our lives like it used to be, you know, 40 or 50 years ago. I think now we transition, we move around and around. It's funny you bring up Nortel, because as much as Nortel was a big company back in the day, I would say that my favorite company to have worked for, Cisco, crushed them. Sorry about that. But, you know, that's the thing. Like, a lot of those Nortel folks ended up at Cisco, ended up at other companies. And I think that it's especially powerful right now in the time and the moment we're living in. we have no idea what the future of our work is going to look like, but we have the ability to, in some ways, steer our own ship and go and pursue our passions. When we get back, because we're out of time in the segment, I'm going to have Kathy give us her tips and advice for job seekers and for employers, given that we are, in essence, a shift in how everything's working in the employment world. And that's why I really appreciate having Kathy Trinh, partner at Logic Consulting and the author of The Journey, Mastering the Art of Slowing Down. Kathy, really quick, how do people get a hold of you?
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Kathy Trinh Official, as well as my email address. It's Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at kathytrinh.com.
Great. And Trinh is T-R-I-N-H. If any questions, you can always email us at info@svn.biz and find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we'll be right back.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider. I'm your host, Keith Koo. My special guest today is my friend, Kathy Trinh, who is an executive recruiter and the author of the new book, The Journey, Mastering the Art of Slowing Down into a Beautiful Existence. Kathy is sharing her life story of being a refugee, becoming a successful executive recruiter, and some of the addictions she's battled along the way. So don't go away. On this week's Cyber Tip, the headline says suspected Chinese hackers unleash malware that can survive an OS reinstall. So oftentimes when people have their computers infected, they think the best way to get rid of the virus is to do a clean install, which is to completely reinstall, say, Windows software, which is generally true. Well, Kaspersky, the cybersecurity company, has found what's believed to be a Chinese strain of malware that will absolutely survive a OS reinstall. So even if you find it, delete it, reinstall your software, it's still lying somewhere in your computer and will remanifest and take over your computer again. So right now, though, not too much cause for alarm because it's actually very complicated and difficult to do for the attacker. But just be aware that if it does happen, it goes beyond just reinstalling your software. You actually have to reflash or re-update your firmware, which is the software that lives inside the hardware of your computer. So just a reminder that even when you think you're cleaning out the virus, be extra careful that you really get rid of it. And that's the Cyber Tip of the Week. Welcome back to the show, Silicon Valley Insider, radio show and podcast. Once again, I'm joined with my friend, Kathy Trinh from Southern California. Kathy is with Logic Consulting Group, an executive search firm, and she's also the author of The Journey, Mastering the Art of Slowing Down. In the early part of the show, we talked about exactly that, Kathy's journey, how she grew up as an executive recruiter, her life story, and what prompted her to write a book that is so timely, given that we're in COVID-19 and people think we're stuck and slowing down, but actually we're moving a lot faster. Welcome back, Kathy.
Thank you, Keith.
So Kathy, thanks again for being here. One thing that we wanted to get into now is, we talked about it earlier, there's a lot of transitions happening right now. There are people that got laid off. There are people that found themselves during the lockdown period and want to transition into another career situation. Their employers looking at how they're going to hire, where they're going to hire. We talked about some tech companies who said that they will only hire or will focus on areas outside of Silicon Valley. That's a lot to digest. In your role as an executive recruiter, what are some tips, thoughts, advice you have for these different groups of stakeholders? And we can start with people searching first.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of people out there in the market right now. You know, based on what I've seen, every time I reach out to do some networking on a particular search, I'm always having probably about 10, 15 people being referred to a certain position. So there's a lot of people on the market right now. And if you're on the market, you know, just know that you've got a great background skill set. Just continue to hone in on your leadership read up on motivational books and leadership books. I think that's really important to continue to develop your skills so that when that important phone call from a company calls, you're ready and you're on, right? So we always have to be on. And myself too. I always have to continuously do research on different companies, continuously doing network as well to find out what the trends are right now so that you can speak knowledgeably, you know, when a company does reach out to you. So as a business partner for different companies, we just have to continuously stay abreast of all the knowledge that is, you know, that's happening in the market right now. But just networking is so important, and it helps with your communication. It helps with self-confidence. It helps with self-esteem, and it just makes you feel, it builds just a level of acumen as you're talking to different companies out there. So that's my best advice. Just continue to reach out, make outreach calls, and connect with your colleagues out there.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask you. I think networking is a great example. I think they said even before COVID that something like, and you can correct me, 80% of all jobs are done through a referral or through a network or somebody like yourself. How effective is it to just submit 100 applications a week versus, as you said, the networking side of it? How much would you tell people to focus on one activity or the other, or what's the breakdown in time spent?
That's a great question. I believe that we have to stay balanced, right? And to stay balanced is that it's a process. It's a job search process. So there's no bucket to say, okay, this week we're going to be putting out 100 resumes and sit and wait for people to call back. You have to do all like other things. Follow up is so important. Following up with companies, following up with your friends, again, making some outreach calls, and continuously building new relationships is so important as well. So we have the ability to connect with so many new people today on social media platforms. LinkedIn is another great way. I think even a non-paid LinkedIn account, you can actually connect with at least 20 new people a day. So it's all in the numbers, right? Having a variety of different ways of reaching out to try to find that job is so important. So I would say just balance it out and do as much as you can, because that one job is out there waiting for you.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought up LinkedIn. I'm going to have Steve Cadigan, the first CHRO of LinkedIn, on my show very soon. And he's going to be also talking about some career tips for people in transition. But LinkedIn, whether you pay or don't pay, and right now I don't have a premium account, maybe someday, I think that when you apply for a job, and this is the way I think as a former executive, when I'm looking for people to fill roles that I have open, look for people on LinkedIn specifically that you might be directly connected to or second degree in that you can get to know, find out the internal workings. I think it's always great if you don't have an executive recruiter like Kathy in your back pocket that you can look at LinkedIn, a job posting, or on the company website, figure out who you might know in common. And I also think that it's really effective to get the internal referral when you have those opportunities.
Absolutely. LinkedIn is so good. It's actually really great to use to build those relationships and to develop them. But also to add to that, joining groups on different Facebook pages is also important, because there's always, you're in a forum of other individuals in the same type of conversation as you, whether it's a loss of job or just to get a little bit of inspiration, to get you to the next day. Because we have to admit, sometimes depression kicks in, right? And then we start feeling like we're a little less valued because we're not getting selected for a certain job. So being a part of a group, I belong to 3 mastermind groups, and we're always in a certain conversation, whether it's fun, play, and ease. That's one of my groups. The other groups is to continuously stay abreast of the market trends. And then other groups is like an inspirational page, a place of positivity and inspiring hope. So just be able to balance out your life that way.
This is a great point before we get into what I would expect from employers. But Facebook, I think, especially for the radio audience, I think social media, especially if you're an introvert, you might be shying away from that. But social media is definitely an integral part of everything we do now. So whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn from a job search perspective, definitely follow Kathy's advice and seek out affinity groups that resonate with you. So then just with the couple minutes we have in this segment, Kathy, what should employers be doing in terms of restarting their hiring efforts? What you get engaged by these same firms. What do you see them doing?
We have been seeing a lot of hiring activity based on what their current needs are. For example, I have a real estate employer that has requested for 3 new accountants because everybody has decided that they are going to shift gears right now and work less. I don't know why people want to work less during this time, but to be able to have powwows with your team on a weekly basis and stay very consistent with the communication across the board. I see a lot of employers setting up weekly meetings company-wide to talk about COVID, where they're at right now, and also offer wellness programs if employees need to talk. I've seen that be implemented as well through HR departments. So to be able to stay really in close communication, because we don't want to lose our greatest assets, which are our people. If you don't show that you care and you've kind of abandoned them during this time, that's not good too. So a lot of my clients, I always recommend to get those, to get on Zoom and have powwows. And it's so easy right now. It's just click, add, put it on schedule. And it's great to have face-to-face interactions on Zoom as well or online. So.
No, that is really good advice. A couple months ago, I had Alan Linewand, who is the Senior Vice President of Engineering for Slack, a collaboration tool that's taken off. Also kind of like where Zoom took off for video, Slack, which has been around a few years, they took off for collaboration. And he said the exact same things that, and very innovative of what Slack is doing internally to promote the use of their own products in collaboration. So I totally agree that in these times, it's also the time for people to think about where they want to jump ship as soon as things recover. So it's in the employer's best interest to stay engaged with their employees. So Kathy, we're out of time on the regular part of the show. I really enjoyed having you on to talk about your recruiting efforts, the journey, the actual title of your book, Mastering the Art of Slowing Down. When we come back, I want to talk about some recent news on you being a candidate for Woman of the Year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And also some of the things you see on the horizon. So you're listening to the Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo, special guest Kathy Trinh, headhunter and author of The Journey, Mastering the Art of Slowing Down. You can email us at info@svn.biz and find us on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. And we'll be back with more of Kathy.
For questions or comments on today's program, call 1-888-828-7846. That's 888-828-SVIN. Now, back to Silicon Valley Insider. Once again, your host, Keith Koo.
Hey, Insiders. Welcome back to Silicon Valley Insider, radio show and podcast. I'm your host, Keith Koo. My special guest today is my good friend, Kathy Trinh, who is a partner at Logic Consulting, an executive search firm out in Southern California, and also the author of the new book, The Journey, Mastering the Art of Slowing Down. Earlier in today's show, we talked about both aspects of Kathy, actually many facets of Kathy, which is not just her successful search firm and her book, but also all the things, the struggles, being an immigrant, a refugee at one point early in her childhood, and how that really all coalesced into the person she is today. Welcome back, Kathy.
Thank you, Keith.
One thing we didn't talk about throughout today's show, but I thought was really important not to forget, is that throughout all of these things that have been happening in your life, recovery, writing a book, maintaining your business, you're also a cancer survivor.
I am. I've been in remission for a year now. So yes, I'm a very grateful cancer survivor, to say the least.
And that's amazing, because in spite of all those work-life balance issues and challenges, what we talked about earlier in today's show, you had to deal with cancer, and you are now nominated for Woman of the Year for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Congratulations.
Thank you. So just a quick story on that. About a week ago, we talked about my book, the journey, I sent my book out to Philadelphia to a friend who works in the financial services arena, and he did a shout out for my book. And someone, the board of director from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, reached out to me because they noticed that I was a cancer survivor. And we had one conversation after the next. And next thing you know, they were really excited about my story and nominated me to become the candidate for 2021 Man and Woman of the Year. So it's a 10-week fundraising campaign next year from February through June. And we can't go out into, you know, in the world right now to do the fundraising. Otherwise, it wouldn't go to my campaign. So right now we're just strategizing, but I'm just so blessed. I'm so blessed to get to this opportunity to make a difference in the world. You know, it's definitely a big project for me as well, because it's a huge social impact project. And you know, I've been working on global transformation ideas for a long time. So it really segues with the new group that I've created as well, Soul Care Society. So
in terms of that, Soul Care Society and some of the other groups you belong to, let's talk about men and women. With just a few minutes we have left, Kathy, what are some of the inspirational thoughts and comments you have to kind of wrap up everything we've talked about today? We talked about your journey and the actually manifestation of the journey in your book, Matching the Art of Slowing Down. We talked about tips and advice for those seeking employment and also for those employers who are trying to retain staff. And now we talked about surviving cancer. That's a lot to unpack. What are your final thoughts on wrapping that all together?
Thank you. Thank you for asking that question. I believe that what I think it's really important right now is that we all stay positive during this time. And Soul Care Society, we're a global group of individuals that are inspiring positivity and making change in the world, making a difference, right? So to encompass everything that I've done is that I believe that we as adults or members of this humanity or society, we have to be a good role model for others. We have to set positive intentions when we're out there in the world. We don't know what people are going through right now. You know, even though we meet individuals on Zoom, we don't know that they maybe have just lost a family member or someone's dealing with COVID. So always, you know, to be able to be a beacon of hope and inspiration for others so that they may heal through your positive words and healing journey as well. So again, just being a good role model, whether you take up an opportunity to become someone's mentor or to be a coach, it's really important that we all step up right now and level up our game to raise the highest vibration of positivity in this world.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for being on today's show. Thank you for your inspiring story and message. Thanks again.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kate. I really appreciate it.
So people know, you can get a hold of Kathy by emailing her at Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at Kathy Trinh, CathyTrinh.com. You can always email us at info@svn.biz. Right before we leave today, I want to remind you, Silicon Valley Insider, in terms of trying to give back and help our community, we'll be posting a lot more information on programs and funding that are available to small businesses and startups. I've mentioned this in the past, but Kiva right now, the micro lending company, has a $15,000 0% interest loan, or up to $15,000. You can go to the kiva.org website, or you can come to svin.biz. And then very soon, I'll be doing a special webinar on the U.S. Main Street Lending Program that was just announced. It's for companies that want loans of $250,000 to $300 million. I'm not yet an expert on that, but we will definitely be bringing in folks from the Fed and others who can help you through that. Once again, I want to thank Kathy Trinh for being on today's show. People can get a hold of her at Kathy@KathyTrinh.com. That's Kathy with a C, C-A-T-H-Y-T-R-I-N-H, or you can email us at info@svin.biz. You can also always find us on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. And we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Insider with Keith Koo. For questions or comments on today's program, or to schedule a complimentary consultation with Keith about your business, call 1-888-828-SVIN. That's 1-888-828-7846. 888-828-SVIN.